But you know, a few years ago, we had what we call an intern, or you knew them as a vicar. Vicar Eric and Tim and Ginger and Steve. Remember those? That's a whole different thing. They're here full time all week long doing ministry and learning all about ministry. The reason I'm sharing that with you is because I received a call from the seminary, and they have a vicar in a congregation who is the pastor of the congregation is leaving, and they were looking to place this vicar somewhere else. And as it turns out, they called us for two reasons. One, I'm an experienced supervisor from the past, but secondly, and probably more importantly, you're experienced in having a vicar too. You are a teaching congregation, and you know what that's about. And so they wanted to give us this opportunity. Now, of course, I was in the middle of about to say to him, well, that's great, but we can't afford that. When it turns out the person's stipend is paid for by a gift to the seminary. So this vicar will be coming to us at little to no cost. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. However, she's done some of her year already, so we will actually only have her till about the middle, end of August, somewhere in there. So we'll have her, however many months that is, what is that, 8 months or so? We'll have her here with us. And I'm just letting you know then that I did take it to council. Council's talked about this. Vicar Joanna Gregg will be starting here on January 8th. So that'll be great to see her. One thing she's already said, tell her your name repeatedly. There's one of her. There's a whole bunch of y'all. So please tell her your name as you meet and greet with her. So that's the big exciting announcement. Just a couple of others that I need to mention to you. One is please add to your prayer list. Please add Mary Roddy to your prayer list. Mary tripped yesterday, fell, and broke her nose. So please keep her in your thoughts and prayers as well. I did also want to mention that next Sunday, we have some things before then, but next Sunday is Christmas Day. Will we be here to worship? You betcha. There is no Sunday school next Sunday. But at 10 o'clock, please come. We'll worship, and we'll even have a happy birthday Jesus cake in the narthex after worship. Okay? Sarah, you're up. So Sarah, every time I've been shopping for an elephant, it's more than $10. Do you know where I can get an elephant for $10? Particularly a white one? Amazon, you can get a white elephant in Amazon for $10? You shouldn't insult me like that. Let's prepare for our worship. Rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace. Amen. Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us.
Grant us wisdom
to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Comfort. Oh, comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward. Good morning. I'm glad to see y'all this morning, even though most of you are boys, because girls are really going to like this one, I think. How many of you have an uncle? Okay, you got an uncle. You know what? I'm an uncle too. That's pretty cool, huh? I have a sister, and my sister has a daughter, and that daughter, do you know what has happened not very long ago? She had a baby. Yay! It's getting applause. That I'm a great uncle? How about that? I was a great uncle before, but now I'm a great uncle. And this, look at that cute little, look at the cute little baby on this side. Isn't that, see, the girls are all smiling. Y'all are all looking at me like, oh, great. See, look at this. If she had clothes on in the back, that'd be better. Yeah, all right. Her name is Cameron. And this, did you see? And this is what they, when, yes?
Does it start with a K or C?
With a C.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend in my class that starts with a K.
Oh, really? Well, you can see it. It's right down here in red. See it?
Yes, yes.
Yep. See, her name's right down there. Okay.
And
the first word is Cameron. And then the second word is her middle name, and the last word is her last name.
Denise.
Denise.
Denise Howard.
That's right. That's her name.
Denise
Cameron Denise Howard. That's her name. And this is the first sermon she's ever made. So anyway, this is Cameron, and she's, you know, she was just born not too long ago. And one thing lots of families do when someone, when they have a baby, when someone's born, they send a card like this out. And do you know what it's called? It's called a birth announcement. Because Cameron got born, and they're announcing to everybody that she got born. So everybody can celebrate with them that Cameron's here now. Did we celebrate?
So,
yeah.
That
was right, it was, yes. Well, I was thinking about a birth announcement like this because do you know what? What if Jesus sent out a birth announcement? Because Christmas is all about his birthday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What if we got something in the mail that said, come celebrate with us because Jesus is born? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, but see, Jesus is here. We might not can see him with our eyes, but we feel him in our hearts, and we know that he's right here with us. Next week, we're even going to have a cake, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Jesus. How about that? Yeah. Won't that be kind of cool? Yeah, because it's Jesus' birthday, and we're all celebrating. And today, our gospel lesson is kind of like a birth announcement. God, well, it's written down how God did this and all the things, and everybody's getting told Jesus is being born. The Savior of the world is being born. They didn't have mail like this back when Jesus was born among us.
I know.
But we do now. And so the only birth announcement we can have about Jesus is you.
Is telling
other people. That's right. Christmas is about Jesus being born. That's what I want you to remember today, and that you get to announce that to other people.
I thought it was about reunion and presents.
Nope, it's not about reunion and presents. That's how we celebrate. But the reason we celebrate is because of Jesus. That's right. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being born among us. Help us to be excited at your birth and to tell everyone about your love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." The word of the Lord. A reading from Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I know, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
When a young mother found out that she was pregnant, she told the good news to anyone who would listen. However, her four-year-old son overheard some of his mother's private conversations. One day, when she and her four-year-old were shopping, a woman asked the little boy if he was excited about the new baby. "Oh, yes," the four-year-old said, "and I know what we're going to name it, too." "Really?" asked the lady, while the boy's mother looked on perplexed. "Yes," said the little boy. "If it's a girl, we're going to call her Christina. And if it's another boy, we're going to call it quits." What's in a name? In October 2011, the Associated Press ran a deeply moving story about a name-changing ceremony for girls in Mumbai, India. At birth, the 285 girls had been named Nakusa or Nakushi, which means unwanted in the primary Indian language of Hindi. The name unwanted is widely given to girls across India, where families often value sons much more than daughters. But the renaming ceremony was an attempt to give the girls a new identity. The article reported, the 285 girls wearing their best outfits with barrettes, braids, and bows in their hair lined up to receive certificates with their new names along with a small flower bouquet. Some of the girls chose new names that mean prosperous, beautiful, good, or even very tough. One girl who had been named Nakusa by her grandfather, who was disappointed in her birth, said, "Now in school, my classmates and friends will be calling me by this new name, and that makes me very happy." What's in a name? Mark Cuban, owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, recently offered WGN Chicago radio sports talk host David Kaplan $50,000 to change his name legally to Dallas Maverick. When Kaplan politely declined, Cuban sweetened the offer. Cuban would pay Kaplan $100,000 and donate $100,000 to Kaplan's favorite charity if he took the name for 1 year. After some soul searching and being bombarded by emails from listeners who said he was crazy to turn down the money, Kaplan held firm and told Cuban no. Kaplan explained, "I'd be saying I'd do anything for money. And that bothers me. My name is my birthright. I'd like to preserve my integrity and credibility." what's in a name. The first parish I served in Prosperity was founded in 1859. You may or may not know that the church keeps records of happenings in the parish, things like baptisms and confirmations and marriages and so on for everyone in the church. And those records can attain legal status. For example, once in that church, I was contacted by a man in his 50s who had suddenly discovered that the name he was given at his baptism wasn't the name he had been called all his life. There had been some sort of medical complications when he was born, so his mother was in the hospital when he was baptized, and his father wanted him named something different from what the mother had wanted. So the father had him baptized with the name he wanted, but they never told the mother and called the boy the name she wanted his whole life. And I had to do a legal affidavit about what our records showed his name to be. And I told you that story in order to tell you this one. Back in the first half of the 20th century, boy, that seems a long time ago now, doesn't it? It was common practice for couples who wanted to get married to simply go to the parsonage, and the pastor would do it there in front of the fireplace. The pastor's wife was the witness and might play the piano if she knew how. I was looking through the records of that church one day for some reason and came across the record of one of those marriages. But somehow, when the pastor wrote down the record of this marriage, he had forgotten the name of the groom. So the official record in that church of this wedding lists the bride's name and the date of the marriage. And under groom, he put the only thing he could remember: a gentleman from Virginia. What's in a name? Names are important. Names are how we identify ourselves, and names have meaning. In Jerusalem, King Ahaz was facing a difficult time, caught in the middle between two nations who wanted his territory. He saw no way out, but Isaiah gave him a word of hope. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Pregnancy is a promise, a sign of the future, an assurance of hope. No matter how bad things are, there is a future coming. And this baby had a name, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. What better promise could there be? What better future could we have? What better assurance and hope could be offered to us? For in the midst of our difficult and troubled world, in the midst of a world that needs fixing, we have a promise. We have a future. We have an assurance. We have a hope. We await a child. What's in a name? This child is Emmanuel, God with us. This child is Jesus. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God of promise, stir up in us a great anticipation for every good thing you give us. Thank you for all you have done in the past. Thank you for sending Jesus and filling our lives with joy, peace, and hope. Thank you for what you will do next in our lives. May our hearts leap at the grace we receive. May our lives be changed by the love you give. Teach us to recognize your Son dwelling among us. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as we gather with our families to celebrate your birth, give us your blessing. Renew us in our love and support for one another. Where rifts exist, give your healing and reconciliation. May our families be places where we each live for the other, and all of us live for you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of comfort, bless the sick, those in sorrow, those who are lonely or hungry or poor or forgotten. Bless all in any need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Prince of peace, we know that you are Emmanuel, God with us. But so often, Lord, we aren't with you. Help us to turn our lives always towards you. May we represent the best of what it means to be your children. May we love others, care for those in need, lift up those who have been brought down, and bind up the broken. Help us to reflect your light into our world. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Savior of the nations, come. Make your home here in us. Feed us with your love, that our faith shine ever new and our lives reveal your light.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Which was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. God, from whom we wait, you come to us in the broken bread and the cup we share. Make us ready always to welcome Christ into our hearts, and send us forth to be your people in the world, announcing your coming among us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
just going to take it all and wander it, ladies.
Did you want to do these with
it? Yes, I will do it all.
Oh, there it is.
I need to spray them. But she said, here's some on the floor.
Okay, I want to tell y'all too where I am. I saw them yesterday. I will see.
This is not the week to have to do this fair linen. Look at this. It is everywhere.
Thank you.
Several places.